Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Almighty God, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Yes, we are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Happy New Year to all. Happy 2021. Oh, we are so excited about all that God is and will do in this new 2021 year. We thank God for you tuning in tonight. We thank God for his presence. We give all honor and glory and praises to Almighty God for carrying us through 2020 and us starting this 2021 year. Praise God. We thank God also for our covenant fellowship, which is Light of the World Christian Tabernacle. Lord, praise God, in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the leadership of Senior Pastor Bishop Kevin Jones and Founder Archbishop Ruth W. Smith. We thank God for them and all that that ministry, the ministry is doing, not only in Stockbridge, but worldwide, praise God. We thank God for you also tuning in. And God is doing mighty things, a mighty work, and we just give him all praises and honor and glory. We pray that everybody was able to have an awesome, awesome new year, and we look forward to all that God is doing in this new season. We also would like to share with you all that we have, by the grace of God, launched our new website. If you'd like to tune in to that, you can access it online at www.newseasonmen.org. That's www.newseasonmin for ministry, min.org. You will be able to, at that site, make your online financial contributions to the ministry, as well as donations. We thank God for those of you that have already made your financial contribution and support this ministry and the work of this ministry through your tax-deductible donations. In addition, we also have a link for your prayer requests and testimonies, as well as we will be posting any forthcoming and upcoming events, and there are those that will be forthcoming by the grace of God throughout this coming year. And so we're just excited. We are about all that God is doing and how he is growing the ministry. And we thank God. We thank God for his presence, and we thank God for you. Tonight we have a word in the house by none other than my beloved Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. We thank God for him and the anointing that God has on his life. We thank God also for the word that he has deposited within his spirit tonight. But before we go to the word of God, we're going to go ahead and begin this program with a song entitled Made a Way. Oh, my God, how relevant that God, he is making a way and has made a way. All through 2020, he was right there, and he is still present, praise the Lord, still in control, hallelujah. God, you have made a way. Listen, and then we will be right back with you with prayer and the study of God's all-powerful, all-sustaining word.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you
over.
Lord, you made a way, and when the
We get into the world today. As you turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to start there. We're going to move around throughout the world of God to today. I want to encourage you on tonight. I'm going to give you some things to think about, to give you some things to thank God for, and to give God the glory for it. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It comes from the King James Version. Verse 1.
To everything, there is a season, a time, to every purpose under the heaven.
Okay, to everything. This is by God's design. God set this up in this manner for a reason, for a purpose. Everything, he said, there is a season. So it don't just happen, not just happenstance. It's designed by God Almighty. There's a divine spiritual time. He put this together from the very beginning of time. Very beginning of God created heaven and earth, he put this in motion, put this in place, the spiritual principle of God Almighty. Amen. Say, for a time and to every purpose under the heavens. Amen. Under the heaven. And we're under that heaven on tonight. We're under that heavy earth under heaven. Amen. So that includes us, the people on this earth. Amen. As citizens of the kingdom of God, that includes us. In that equation, amen. We're gonna start tonight on the word of God, on that verse, powerful verse, and therefore top on tonight, a time of new beginnings for the people, for God's people. A time of new beginnings for God's people. Come. A season for everything. A season for everything. Amen. Bless God, praise God, amen. We're just going to dive into the introduction of God's word tonight. Amen. Praise God. The best way to start a new beginning is by obeying the word, the living word of God. That's the best way to start a new beginning. So people think different. I mean, people get their car, house, home, business, promotion, other things, and they think they're here. But you can't leave God in the equation. God to seek me first. Got to seek me first. So you got to put God first in all you do. And that goes just going to make things better. It's not going to make things better. It's going to make things better in your life, your spiritual life.
Amen.
To seek him first, the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these things, everything pertaining to life, whatever you need, you better add on to that. Amen. God got you covered from the top to bottom. And say the And sometimes we take out of context what God's trying to tell us. By you obeying and studying the word of God, that will have you be successful in all that you do. In every walk of life, in your business, in your parenting, being a good parent, a grandparent, or being a good brother, a good sister, whatever you desire you have to do in your life, God, obeying the word of God, we help a young woman, a young man, a senior saint, or whoever you are, no matter what age you are, God's word is for you. From Genesis to Revelation, the word of God has something for you to enlighten you, to encourage you, to build you up, to get you going, to keep you going, to give you strength, to give you what you need. God got it for you. The Holy Bible, the word of God, is powerful right by itself. It says in Hebrews 4:12, it's a powerful word. It's filled with God's great wisdom. That's something one of the wisest men on the face of the earth at that time. And Jesus Christ, another man of great wisdom, filled with the Spirit of God. The Lord God gave you great wisdom. You say in the Proverbs, Psalm, the first mind where you go ahead, the Word of God is tailor-made just for you and just for me. Amen?
Amen.
And then God can give you great advice just learning to follow and obey it. Amen? That loving word, it's a loving word. It's a faith-filled word. Amen? It's a word that will change your life. Praise God. It changed my life one day. Praise God. I know it changed your life. As a child of the Most High God, beginning with knowing and having a true personal relationship, not with your shoes, not with your pocketbook, not with your bank account, not with your new car, not with your new house, that's good, but it would change things in your life. Jesus Christ would transform your life like never before. It would take you to greater heights, greater expectations that you can't even imagine. It would elevate your it would elevate your formality, and it would grow you into your design that calls life. This is what I call your design, destiny for your life. Amen. Like never before, God will show you things you have not seen before. I have not seen, you have not heard what God has in store for his people. They have not seen that. They don't know what God, all the things that God has in store for us. What a joy, what a blessing. We serve a mighty God in that manner. Amen. You see what God has for you all tonight. A time of new beginnings for God's people, a season for everything. That's our topic on tonight. We give them an intro there. We're going to move on down to, we're points of power tonight. The first one is, it's a new day. Praise God, hallelujah. It's a new day today. Today is like no other day. It's a new day. God has blessed you. God has brought you over. Amen. You have a new day right here in front of you. It's nighttime now, but it's a new day. It's a Monday that you have not seen before because, to my understanding, I believe the first Monday of the year. Yes. It's a new day. Praise God. Thank God for being here, to be alive, to be living, warm blood in our veins, to be able to do the thing God called to do, to be able to move out our limbs and move out with our sound mind, body, and spirit. It's a new day, saints of God. It's a new day. Amen. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. What you mean? It's our daily bread. It's a new day in Christ. It's a new day in life. If there was a newborn baby here, the baby would be see the newness of what's going on in their environment, and where they can see it'd be new creativity, it'd be new movement, it'd be new to that baby, to the listening ear, to their eyes, to their smell, to their taste, to all the things they're able to do in their function at that time. It'd be new to them, it'd be newness of that time, that hour. And also we need to learn in this new day, our daily bread, our spiritual food, our daily bread. Jesus is the bread of life, amen. He's not bread of life, many things, but he is the bread of life to us. And God keep us alive, keep us in tune with his word, and keep in tune with his spirit. And this is a faith walk thing here. It's a faith walk. Each and every day we walk this thing. God is our provision and our provider for our daily provision of food, spiritual food, for our daily thing we need. God take care of that each and every day. He our true source, amen. My Heavenly Father is my true source of whatever I need. Amen. God said, ask, seek, and knock. He said, ask him. Mm-hmm. Seek those things, the way he brings in the past. Ask, seek, and knock. Know that God is your true source on this hour, for this day. Our Heavenly Father, he is our true source of life. He's our true sustainer. He sustains us each and every day. He protects us. He sustains us. He provides for us. You thank God. Because he left you behind, and God give us a new month, a new day, a new year right now, amen? Some new things right now, amen? So there are people like to have new things. Somewhere like a new pocketbook, new person, you got a new design on it, got a new function to it, it smells different, new clothes, new shoes, it got a different smell to it. New car, new house, some new keys you can dangle on, you can have. It got newness to it like never before. New things. If we can have and enjoy, God wants to have new things in him for this day. Amen. And make sure we learn to walk in that newness that God has for us. And also enter into prayer and into a closer community with God this day, this new day. Amen. Have a close relationship with Christ in your life. Amen. And put your prayer, your petition before God Almighty so he can work those things out in your life that you need. Amen. Come before the Father and come before Jesus and let him know the thing that's on your heart, thing you are need from day to day. God is concerned about that thing. He's concerned about us and he loves us. Amen. He cares for us. And he wants to grant us a thing and have desire, give us desire of our heart. Amen.
Amen.
In that new time in our life. Our Father has invited us to go to him and ask him for our daily bread. That part of our prayer. Disciples, Lord, teach you to pray. And he taught them how to pray. Mm-hmm. Told them what to say. And say, our daily bread. We need our daily bread. Our daily bread of the things of God, our walk in Christ, what God wants to know, what God wants to do. Amen. He in tune to that. And he will not fail to prove that to us. There's no failure in our Heavenly Father. There's no failure in God. But you understand that day he given to us, it's a great day. We learn to overtake and see that the Lord is good. God wants to give great things to his people. You know, Jesus said that he'll overcome the world, but he said in the world you're going to have tribulation. He said in the world you're going to be persecuted for my name's sake. So those things are going to happen in the world. You know, you had trials, you're going to have trials, you got tested, amen? But you won't stay there, because there's something that the expiration day is not going to be but so long. So you're going to trust in God and walk in him and walk by faith and not by sight. Learn to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and for his mercy, the word of God says, endure forever. That's Psalm 118:1. For God's mercy endure. How long? Endure forever, praise God. Thank God. For his mercy, he's rich in mercy, amen. His mercy never runs out. Amen. Like his love, like his grace, like his hope. It never runs dry. It never the same in heaven of God's love, God's mercy, and God's hope. Never. It never runs out, amen. We thank God for being a great and mighty God that he is, that he gives us a chance to enjoy our new day of life, amen, here on this earth, amen. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:11. But that part our daily bread, that part our function as a child of the Most High God. Amen. We should start our day, our new day, with prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving. We got to learn how to be thankful. No matter what we're going through, learn how to give God thanks, learn how to give God praise. Amen. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And God enjoy that for us. He loved that from us, to know that we can go to him in prayer and we can let our request be made known, our petition be made known before a holy and mighty God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Rapha, Jehovah, Nisi. Let it be known to God, for God cares for his people and he cares for us. Amen.
Amen.
Learn to be committed to prayer and praise and worship. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, help us to be even more attuned to that. So, in our daily walk, in our daily bread, in our new day, learn to be committed to prayer, praise, and worship to God. Amen. Well, God loves us. Amen. He cares for us. Amen. God, learn to love God, love people. The song says, love God and love people. Amen. Jesus told us that through his word.
Amen.
See, they will know you for the love you have for one another and the love you have for God. They will give you identity to be a true disciple in God, a true disciple in Christ, by having that true identity of that love. He said, abide in that love, and you abide in me. Well, it goes together hand in hand, that love of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to live and walk in God's truth. Learn to abide in Christ, and Christ said he will abide in you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That should be our daily walk. Not sometimes, but it should be a walk we walk daily from time to time. It should be our daily walk in him. See God and Father Christ. Amen. And Christ will help you to navigate your day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Christ will help you to navigate your day. Amen. God will order yourself. He will order yourself in him. Except for a good man are ordered by the Lord. So learn to walk in him, and he will order yourself. Amen. He will direct your path. He will help you make good decisions, thank people, God. Let God order yourself in all things. Not something, in all things.
Mm-hmm.
For God cares and concerned about you more than you're concerned about yourself. Amen?
Amen.
He cares about you more than you're concerned about yourself. Let his love and rely on him, learn to trust in him, and learn to obey his word from morning to night. Amen? Learn to obey the word of God. That's your day from morning to night, morning, noon, and night. That's your day. Have your daily walk, and your prayer, and your praying, and your worship going on, and give thanks unto God. That should be desired. And God will give you the desire of your heart. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He will give you the desire or your heart, saints. You learn to trust in God and step into walking your faith in him. God shall supply all your needs, not some of your needs, all your needs, according to your riches and glory. Coming from Philippians 4:19, God will help you to do the thing you need to do and you follow and obey his word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He will open the door for you and no man can close. He will close doors and no man can open. Arise and shine until the light comes. Amen. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Therefore, your day, arise and shine and go to prayer. Amen. Your prayer closet. What you need to do, get have a relationship with God early in the day, early in the morning time before you get that coffee. All right, during the time you have that coffee, you have coffee and prayer together. Amen. Praise God. Have coffee and prayer together and talk to the Lord. Let them know what's going on. Get that company in prayer together. If that be your heart desire, not say, or how you want to put it together. But let God be part of your morning, part of your day. Amen. He is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. He is of God's great mercy. Amen. If we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new, what? Every morning. Not some morning. Every morning, God's compassion, thank God for the compassion, thank God for your mercy. They are new every morning. Oh, what a great blessing to know that God got you covered. And every morning you can sit and relate with him, have a relationship with God, and tell him all about it before you even begin your day. He won't hear about it. He won't have that commune with you that early part of your day. He won't know what's going on. Great is that faithfulness. God is faithful to that, amen. Great is his faithfulness towards us. Mm-hmm. We need to learn to be faithful towards him in all things. Start your day out like that. What a great and mighty God we serve. For more from day to day, the God is always there for his people. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Amen. Let God give you inspiration. Let God give you elevation. And let God give you strength for your day. Amen.
Amen.
Every day in person with God. Every day in person with the Lord, knowing and walking with the Lord. Every day is precious to him. And you should be precious to him, and he is precious to us. Amen.
Amen.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, a new day. And we will rejoice, praise God, hallelujah, and be glad in it. That new day in Christ. Amen. That new day, we begin our day in the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to move on to PowerPoint number two. It's a new season. Praise God. It's a new season, saints. 2021. It's a new season. Amen. Mm-hmm. We're not living the old season anymore. We're living a new season. Praise God. A new season of God power, and his fresh anointing, new season of his holy word, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's a new season. Amen. It's a new season. We have a new day, and then we got a new season. Praise God. The best is yet to come. Amen. Mm-hmm. Just getting started. The day of the 4th of January, the best is yet to come, saints. Amen. To learn to taste and see is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good in your life. Amen. You can do it for yourself. Amen. I can do it for you. You'll do it for yourself. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's a new season.
What if we approach life from a different perspective, from understanding that each season we will learn, we will teach us something, we have a life lesson in different seasons we are in. Amen. We learn about strength. We learn about endurance. We learn about growth. We learn about faith. We learn how to about discipleship. We learn about true fellowship. We learn how to have a better relationship with God, and we learn to trust in God in all things. Or wouldn't that be nice? How would we learn to conduct ourselves in those areas of our life?
Amen.
And then maybe not. Will we trust God? Maybe not. Should you just say, "Who you serve?" I'm going to turn to trust him. For me and my house, me and my generation, we're going to serve the Lord God Almighty. How about you? We're going to trust and serve God. We're going to obey him. We're going to stand for him. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to trust God to take us all the way. Amen.
Amen.
So when you go through different circumstances in your life, amen, in different seasons, sometimes the length of those seasons make a change in you, the high and the low, the mountaintop, the valley. Sometimes it make a change different in how you walk and how you carry yourself. But you learn to trust God in the high and trust God in the low. So don't let that change. Don't turn your back on God. Turn towards him, and he will bring you into a different perspective in your life. And once you have some of your dreams, some of your vision, some of the plans that you have for your life, allow God to be in the midst of that and bring you out to a better season, and have you learn to have a better walk in him. God has made everything beautiful in his time.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 3:11. God has made everything, not some things, saying. He said he made everything beautiful. You are beautiful. You are wonderful in God. You are beautifully and wonderfully made, according to the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody can say that, but God said that about you. From the very beginning, and even now, he knows how to make things beautiful in his time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, so infinite in his wisdom and all that he do. Amen. The all-powerful, all-knowing. God is in control of all seasons. Say that again. God is in control of all seasons. No matter what season you're going through, what happens, saints, God is in control of all those seasons. You can trust him. You can trust him from beginning to end. Whatever season you are in, amen, currently, and remember that God is right there in everything you do. He's making it beautiful for you in his time. He turned that season into a beautiful season in your life, no matter why it happened to be. God is in full control and doing to the best for you to come out good in it. Just like he did for Joseph. Not meant for evil, but God turned that thing around to be for good. Amen. And Joseph and for Daniel in the lion's den, God turned out to be something good for them. In the lion's den, brought him up out of there. No hurry or harm Daniel towards him. Same thing through Hebrew boy. He brought him out of that fire furnace and had no smoke from there, no hair from the hair, from that clothes, anything. God protected him through and through. He do the same thing for you and me. He out there to watch out for and take care of and do the thing he needs to do for us for through every season, at a time, and for every purpose on this earth. So God got everything calculated in a spiritual time, in a spiritual event for each and every season. So don't think God don't know what he's doing. God knows exactly what he's doing. Nothing catch him by surprise. Every season of a person's life is determined and purposed by God. Say that again. Every season of a person's life is determined and purposed by God.
Amen.
God knows what's going on, and then he work it out for your good, for my good. He be involved from every beginning and ending. God knows the beginning from the ending, and God is that he also involved in the growth of what's going on, the growth and the decline. The guy in the middle from beginning to end, God is in the middle of it. Amen. This new season, behold, I will do a new thing. God said, in this new season, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it should spring forth, and shall you not know of it? According to Isaiah 43:18, God said, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing in you and give you a new season as well. You know,
amen.
He said, do not remember the former things. You know, don't worry about what happened on last year. Learn from it, grow and develop from it. Don't worry about what happened last year. This is a new season now.
That's
amen.
Right. New year, new season.
Amen. New season. So don't live in the old, live in the new. God got great and better things for you and I. He wants to share with us. He wants to give to us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So don't stay there. Amen. Don't stay there. Learn from it. Grow, develop from that. Trust God in it. Don't stay in no trials, no testing. Don't stay in no heartache and pain. Don't stay there in the sunshine and rain. Don't stay there in no tears of sorrow for you tomorrow. God got greater things ahead, and your joy will come in the morning. God got greater things ahead. Amen. That's his word. Don't stay in your season of pain. You don't just for a season. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come to your new season in God. Come to your new season he wants to share with you. Come to your new faith in him. Amen. Let God guide direct your path or all yourself to the newness of life. Amen.
Amen.
But nothing will be impossible with God. God, all things are possible, saints. All things are possible. Allow God to build up your faith. Amen. Allow God to restore you and to build your confidence in him that you will do and walk in newness in him. Amen. Don't stay there in the oldness. Go in the former thing. Go in the new thing that he desired to give us to receive his great mercy. Amen. And to find grace in the time of need. We need to go run to God. In the time of need, come to him, run to him. You might find grace in the time of need. And also, you might find help. He's our helper. Amen. He's our deliverer. He's our helper. He's our strength. He's our comforter. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's our refuge. God is all that and so much more. He desires to help us and keep us and keep us on the soundness of our mind, body, and spirit. Sometimes he won't give a new song.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than God. There's nothing better than Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing better than God.
That's right.
And he will give you greater things. He will give you beautiful ashes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He will give you seed, make highway out of seas. God will turn around. He'll give you a turnaround time. He'll turn around for you. Amen. He'll give you a breakthrough that you need in that hour, in that time. Learn to trust God. Stay with him. Don't run from him. Run towards him. God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he has become my salvation.
Amen.
That's Isaiah 12:2. Talking about a little God. Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. Can you believe that on today? Our God is faithful. Amen. Saying he is faithful. Amen. He is strong. He's our strong tower. He's our man, our refuge in a time of need. God is there. So you must be singing to the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing a new praise unto him. Sing a new worship, praise God, in this new season to him. Sing, for he is worthy of all our praise. In Christ, all things become what? Become new.
Amen.
In Christ, all things become new. Amen. New, we are a new creation in him. We are a new man in him, new woman. God give us a new heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new name in him.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new peace that passes all understanding. Amen. God new mercy. God new grace, praise God. And God new love in him. Amen. God be love.
Mm-hmm.
Unconditional. Amen. That love never fails. We have a new joy on speaking full of glory. We have a new covenant in him. Amen. We have a new commandment. He said, love one another, love your neighbors. Amen. We have a new spirit in God. Amen. A new faith.
Mm-hmm.
A new morning. You can say, God, it's morning time. God give us a new day, a new season. Amen. The Lord God has a word for you and for me. Amen.
Amen.
He wants to give us, he wants us to speak a word in season. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He not just want to preach a word in out season. He wants to speak a word in season.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To you and to me. Your knowledge shall be greater. Your knowledge shall be greater.
That's right.
Amen. Than your former. Your knowledge shall be greater in this new season. It shall be greater. To decree, to declare, to proclaim that this new season in Christ, it shall be greater. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be greater. It shall be better than before. Amen.
Amen.
A new season of God's abundance. A God's great blessing this season in your life. For a new season, God, for his beloved. Your faithfulness, amen, God will fulfill that due season for you. Reach out and claim it on this season, amen, on this new season. Whatever God says he's going to do, he's going to fulfill it, bring it to pass. That new season in your life, amen. Amen. Where he said he's going to bring forth that new season, that new man, that new woman, that new job, that new business, amen. God shall fulfill that in your life. Just continue to trust in him. Continue to trust in his word. Amen. That prosperity, he shall bring the path. He will fulfill that season, this season in your life, this new season in your life, like no other you had before. That appointed season of God, he shall bring it to pass here and therefore. Amen. That appointed season is here. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God's appointed season is here, saints. Don't let it go. Continue to trust God through it. He will bring the path. That he was entrusting him to strengthen you, to help you to endure for this season, bring forth a victory season, amen, in your life. The season of victory is now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God will bring that forth in your life to receive the maximum of increase in this season, amen. To be successful, to have promotion, amen, and to have be rejoicing in this season, amen, and to have a financial blessing like never before in this season, amen. Let God multiply the showers of blessing in your life for this new season. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let this be an unlimited season of God's favor. Say that again. Let this new season be an unlimited season of God's favor through your life. Amen. There will be a greater fulfillment of this seed time and harvest time in your life this new season. To God be all the glory. Amen. You can receive that. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. You can receive amen. That and believe it. Amen. God speak a word in this new season for you.
Amen.
For your healing. For your good health. Praise God.
Praise
beloved,
God.
I wish above all things that thou may prosper, may prosper and be in health, even in that. So prosperous. Amen. John 1:2. Take God his word. Leave him. Receive the word of God. Let it be true in your life. Amen. Let it come to pass. Add that faith to it. Let it grow and develop like never before. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I receive that word.
Praise
number three. It's a new year. Praise God. Tap on them things. It's a new year, saints.
Amen.
Amen. Don't worry about the old former thing behind you. This is God's DDP for you. Here we go again. This is God's acronym, DDP for you this year. What is your DDP? What is your DDP? Jesus loves us and wants the very best for us. Amen. No matter what's going on in our life, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do not let your past life destroy your glorious future that God has for you. Say that again. Don't let any fool you or trick you. Don't let your past life destroy your glorious future God has for you. Amen. God got a great future for you. He got a greater thing for you. Amen. In this new year, praise God. For I know that the thought that I have, that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of what? Of peace and not of evil. And a good guy is thought of peace, not of evil, to give you what kind of future? To give you a future and a hope.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 29:11. This is God's DDP for you, saint. This is God's divine destiny plan for your life. Say it again. This is God's divine destiny plan for your life. Amen. For your obedience to him, to his word. Be a prayer warrior, amen. Be a kingdom praiser each and every day. And for the love of Jesus, amen. Be a Jesus true worshiper in this hour, amen. You need to be a true worshiper and to be filled and led by his Holy Spirit. I'm going to say that again. To be obedient in the word of God, amen. To be a true prayer warrior. Continue to keep the faith, amen. Keep believing, keep trusting God. To be a king of praiser, amen. You are a king of praiser this year, a greater praiser than you were last year, praise God. And you love Jesus and be a true worshiper, amen. I'm a true worshiper. I'm a true worshiper, amen. In Christ Jesus, amen. To be filled, to be led by God, Holy Spirit, amen. By God, Holy Spirit. Do not let the event or a circumstance of last year hold you back, amen. Now, leave it last year, leave it this year. God got a greater thing for you, for us. Greater things in here. Greater in here. In God, in Christ. Greater is here, amen. Take and get your greater in his word and in his truth, amen. Be strong and of good courage in the Lord. And he is our helper, saint. He truly is our helper at all times. And God, your helper on this hour. And God, your helper. Amen.
Oh, yes, he is. Amen.
Here's another thing. Make God's gratitude your attitude. Make God's gratitude your attitude this year, amen, this new year. Make God's gratitude your attitude. Be thankful, be grateful, amen, and tell God all about it. Let God know your heart, your spirit. Let there be a new song in your heart, amen, a new praise in your mouth, a renewed mind in Christ. To God be all the glory, amen. God gets the glory from all that. Let's turn to God and trust him in his divine destiny plan for our life. Amen. He's DDP. Amen. For your life and for my life. Amen. God wants great things for us. He got great expectation in his people, in his citizen. Amen. In his ambassador. Amen. In his overcomer. Amen. Amen. You're more than a conqueror in Christ. In his disciple. Amen. God has greater things for you this year. Praise God. So keep learning. Keep moving forward. Not backwards. Not last year. This year. Keep moving forward, amen. Forward, amen. Keep moving forward in him at all times. We learn from the past to walk into God's greater future he has for us, amen. We learn from the past to walk in God's greater, a greater future he has for our life. For God's grace is more than sufficient for us all. For you and I, God's grace is more than sufficient for us. Yeah, Isaiah 4:31. Learn to walk in that truth. Learn to obey God's word. And learn to have God greater. You got great expectations, great elevation. Amen. He wants to fulfill those things in our life from day to day. He wants to be in him. He wants to be free to worship in him. He learn to be a true worshiper. Learn to be a true king of praiser. Amen. Learn to have faith. Learn to be a true prayer warrior this new year. Learn to be even greater than you were last year. Praise God. In the things of God. Learn to walk in the truthness of God's in you, and you abide in him. Isaiah 40:31.
Praise God. Isaiah 40:31.
Close yourself right here.
But they
that
wait upon the Lord,
my God,
shall renew their strength.
Renew your strength.
They shall mount up,
my God,
with wings as eagles.
Yes, Lord.
They shall run and not be weary.
Not be weary.
And they shall walk.
Yes.
And not faint.
My God, my God. You thank God that God, God does that for us each and every day. Amen. It's a new day. It's a new season. Saint, and it's a new year. Walk in your greater on today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What a way to start off this new year with the word of God that tells us it's a time of new beginning for God's people. Are you children of the Most High God? Then this message is certainly for you. It's a time of new beginning for God's people, a season for everything. Praise God. The man of God talked about it's a new day, it's a new season, and it's a new year. Oh, yes, we just give God praise. Everything has become new, as the Lord says, within its time, all things become new. So we thank God for the newness that we are walking in. Oh, we turned over as of 12:01 on January 1st, 2021. Oh, a new day, a new season, and a new year, praise the Lord. The man of God shared with us of the things that we need to keep in mind as we walk in this new season, in this new day, new year. First, and one of the things he shared is that we always must know how to learn of our daily bread, which is Jesus Christ, and know of him and study his word and learn to also love God and love people and be committed to prayer. Oh, there was so much fullness and richness in this message and in this word. It's a new day. It's a new day. He just shared with us that we need to have a closer relationship with Christ. The elders used to say, oh, just a closer walk with thee.
Yes.
Oh, we need that closer walk with the Lord in this new day. And praise God, in the new season, he said that God's power, recognize God's power, recognize God's anointing. And when you recognize God's power and God's anointing, recognize that the best is yet to come. Oh, I like that. Oh, the best is yet to come, that God makes everything beautiful in its time. That every season of a person's life is ordained by God. No matter what season you are in your life, whether you're young, whether you're a teenager, whether you're in your early adulthood, whether you're in the latter season of your life, every season is ordained by God. In every season, we need to be able to focus in on the power and the anointing and the plan of God for our lives during that season. Because if you awaken, if you have awakened, that this morning, God still has a plan for your life, praise God. And then he shared with us that we're walking in a new year. And he shared the DDP, that divine destiny plan that Jeremiah 29:11 talks about, praise the Lord. That divine destiny plan, that plan that God has for our life. And so this was such a rich word filled with many of the powerful tips and things that we need to know to be able to continue to walk out God's plan in this 2021 year. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and give our audience an opportunity to be able to chime in. If you have, would you like to comment on this word? If you have a testimony or a prayer request, just go ahead in the last few minutes and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to be able to hear from you. Praise the Lord. And while we are waiting, if we want to make sure, if this word, if these messages, if our ministry is a blessing or has been a blessing to you, we would like to send out a challenge to you. We would like for you to be able to invite someone to tune in. Do you know that the Jesus in you may be the only Jesus that someone sees? So go ahead and invite someone to be able to tune in and be able to share the richness of God's word. God's word is powerful. Yeah. All you have to do, the word of God tells us that some plant and some water, but God gets the increase.
Yes,
and
yes.
So go out and share. Tell them to dial in 563-999-3518 on Monday night at 8 o'clock so that they too can share in the study of God's word and allow God's word to go forth and do his work. He promised that his word will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. Well, praise God. We don't have one that has stated that they wanted to dial into the studio tonight. We're going to go ahead. We have right at about 3 minutes left in the broadcast. If there is one that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, this is the purpose for what we do, praise God.
Amen.
We pray that you would just ask the Lord, confess your sins, say, Lord, I am a sinner, and I invite you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life. Take charge. I recognize that you are the Son of God, that you came, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. Lord, come into my life. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that simple childlike prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. Your name, as of January 4th, 2021, at 8:57 p.m., has been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased, praise God. So we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We're going to go ahead, praise the Lord, and close out this broadcast. We thank you for tuning in, and we ask that you tune in next week at this same time at 8 p.m. Bring in a friend. Not only bring a friend, invite an enemy as well. They're the ones that need it the most, praise God. Bring someone. Let them hear the word of God, and let God do his perfect work. Go forth this week and have an awesome week in the Lord, and to God be all the glory. Have a blessed week.
God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
From
has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever.
One word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God.
Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God.